Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. The first word is brachiola, B-R-A-C-I-O-L-A, or brachiole, or no, brachiole, I think. Noun from circa 1945. We are going from the bottom of page 148 to the top of page 149. This is a thin slice of meat wrapped around a seasoned filling and often cooked in wine. This is an Italian word. Literally means slice of meat roasted over coals. That is a lot of information in one word. It is from brace, which means live coals, probably of Germanic origin, akin to the, it's either Swiss or Swedish word brasa, which means fire. And then maybe the iola at the end means meat? I don't know. Next is bracken. Release the bracken. Noun from the 14th century. 1. A large coarse fern, especially a nearly cosmopolitan brake, found in most tropical and temperate regions. I don't know what a brake is, but I'm guessing it's some kind of fern. The scientific name for that one is Pteridium aquilinium. No, close. Pteridium is spelled with a PT at the beginning, and then the second word is aquilinum, I think. Aquilinum. And then we have number 2, a growth of brakes. Still don't know what a brake is, but the etymology says this is Middle English, brechen, probably of Scandinavian origin, akin to the old, well, maybe I should look up what SW is now that we've seen it twice now. It is Swedish. Where were we? Akin to the old Swedish brakni, which means fern. Next we have bracket. First form, noun from 1580. 1. An overhanging member that projects from a structure as a wall and is usually designed to support a vertical load or to strengthen an angle. 2. A fixture, as for holding a lamp, projecting from a wall or column. 3a, one of a pair of marks, and then it shows the brackets, which are, they have right angles. There's a vertical line and then two short horizontal lines at the top and the bottom, and one of them, they're on the right side, and the other one, they're on the left side, and you can see these on a keyboard. So, one of a pair of these marks used in writing and printing to enclose matter or in mathematics and logic as signs of aggregation, called also square bracket. 3b, one of the pair of marks, so these are different bracket marks, these are the ones that you use to say greater than or less than. They look like side, or they look like triangles without one side. And I think they are ones above the question mark on the keyboard. One of a pair of marks used to enclose matter, called also angle bracket. That's how you can distinguish when one of them is looks like an angle and one of them they sort of look like squared off. 3c, we have the number 3 definition for the word parenthesis. Yes, I think some people call parentheses brackets, but I don't. 3d, we have the 5b definition for the word brace, which was at the end of the episode two episodes ago with Nick. Number 4, a section of a continuously numbered or graded series, as age ranges or income levels. 5, a pairing of opponents in an elimination tournament. Yes, in March, people are going mad over March with the college basketball, and they fill out the brackets. This is perhaps from the Middle French braguette, which means codpiece? Okay. From the diminutive of brag, which means breeches, from the old Occitan braga, from Latin braca, of Celtic origin, and there's more at the word breech, with two E's. Next is the second form of bracket. It is a verb. Let's see. I think it's just transitive. From circa 1847. 1a, to place within or as if within brackets, as in editorial comments are bracketed, also as in news stories bracketed by commercials. I know I'm saying bracketed weird. I just like to enunciate. 1b, to eliminate from consideration, as in bracket off politics. 1C, to extend around so as to encompass. Synonym is include, as in test pressures, which bracket virtually the entire range of passenger car tire pressures. I'm glad that that is a quote, because if it wasn't a quote, that's in a very strange example to put in here. But that is a quote from Consumer Reports. 2. To furnish or fasten with brackets. 3. To put in the same category or group, as in bracketed in a tie for third. 4A. To get the range on a target by firing over and short. Oh, it's like figuring out how far something away is by firing, like, not exactly at it? Okay. 4B, to establish the limits of, as in, bracketed the problem neatly. 4C, to take photographs of, at more than one exposure to order... Oh, wow. See, I actually know this one, but now I can't read it. To take photographs of at more than one exposure in order to ensure that the desired exposure is obtained. So your digital cameras these days you can say, hey, I want you to shoot at this exposure that we think is right, but I also want you to take another picture that's like one stop that's darker and also another stop that's brighter just in case, the original one isn't exactly correct. Also, you would do that. If you've got stuff in your shot that's really dark and you've got stuff in your shot that's really bright, and so you want to expose for all three. You want to expose for the stuff that's really bright, expose for the stuff that's kind of in the middle, and you also want to expose for the stuff that's really dark, because then in your computer program, like Photoshop, it can combine all of those into one photo. It's called HDR, although HDR has other meanings too. And so then everything is exposed correctly and you don't have anything that's too dark or too bright. Was that helpful? And it's called bracketing. It's because it's being bracketed. Okay, next is bracket creep. Creep is C-R-E-E-P, like a creepy guy. Two words, noun from 1978. Movement into a higher tax bracket as a result of income rises intended to offset the effects of inflation. So it's not a creepy person who is playing basketball. I don't know. It's you're creeping up into a new bracket. Next is bracketed, adjective from 1885. This is talking about a serif, which is a little thing on a letter, like the letters that are printed here in the book. So the definition is joined to the stroke by a curved line. Maybe I can find an example of what this is on a letter. Moving on to bracket fungus. Two words, noun from 1899. A basidiomycete that forms shelf-like sporophores. Sporophores. Next is brackish with an R. Brackish. Adjective from 1538. 1. Somewhat salty, as in brackish water. 2A, not appealing to the taste, as in brackish tea. 2B, synonym is repulsive. Brackishness is a noun. This is from the D, which I think is Dutch. I should know this by now. Yes, it is from the Dutch word brak, B-R-A-C, which means salty. It is akin to the Middle Lower German brack, spelled the same way, which also means salty. Next is braconid. B-R-A-C-O-N-I-D. Noun from circa 1893. Any of a large family of small, usually black or brown, parasitoid hymenopterous insects related to the how do you say this word? I-C-H-N-E-U-M-O-N. Ichneumon wasp. It is related to the ichneumon wasp. Braconid is an adjective. The family name is Braconidae. Braconidae. And this is using the Greek word brachis, which we learned in the last episode, I think, means short. I'm trying to think where the short part comes in, but maybe it's not a one-to-one. Yeah, I'll see if I can find a picture. Warning, if you don't like insects, don't look at this picture. Next, we have bract, B-R-A-C-T, noun from 1770. 1. A leaf from the axil of which a flower or floral axis arises. 2. A leaf borne on a floral axis, especially one subtending a flower or flower cluster. Bracteal is an adjective. Bracteate or bracteate is an adjective, and bracted is an adjective. And then our last word is bracteole, B-R-A-C-T-E-O-L-E, noun from circa 1828, a small bract, especially on a floral axis. And that is that. So we had brachiola, bracken, bracket, bracket creep, bracketed, bracket fungus, brackish, braconid, bract, and bracteole. I think I am going to pick brackish. That's the one that's somewhat salty or not appealing to the taste. Let's make brackish the word of the episode. And I have to sneeze, so this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.